Let us look at patience. And it reads, O you who believe, seek assistance through patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with the patient. Maybe I should say that again. O you who believe, seek assistance through patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with the patient. And speak not of those who are slain or die in Allah's way as dead. Nay, they are alive, but you perceive not. And here comes something that none of us can escape. And we shall certainly try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of property and lives and fruits, and give good news to the patient that when a misfortune befalls them, they say, surely we are Allah's and to him we shall return. Those are they on whom are blessings and mercy from their Lord. And those are the followers of the right course. Seek assistance through patience in prayer. And what are we seeking, and who are we seeking it from? And what is it that we want? We want assistance. We need help. We need support. We need aid. But how do we get it? Notice that patience comes before prayer. And patience is defined as the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Wow. Patience is defined as the capacity to accept or tolerate a delay in something that you desire, something you hope for. Patience is suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience, suffering, forbearing, enduring, persevering without complaining. How can you and I put ourselves in the right state of mind to deal with the circumstances that are in the society? How can we handle the situation at home? I want to speak directly to you today, because the virtue of patience, the quality of patience, is something that we as human beings were not born with. It is a quality that has to be acquired, developed, and cultivated. So patience is the ability to endure difficult circumstances, such as perseverance in the face of delay, tolerance of provocation, without responding in annoyance, anger, or forbearance when under strain, especially when faced with longer-term difficulties. Patience is the level of endurance one can have before negativity. It is also used to refer to the character trait of being steadfast. So here, Allah is requiring of us something to develop that we were not even born with. I thought he requires prayer. Yes. They go hand in hand. One complements the other. Because you can't even pray if you don't have patience. In our impatience, we don't seek God. In fact, we get upset with God. But when we acquire that quality, patience creates confidence. Patience makes you and me decisive. And a thoughtful outlook on life. Patience leads to wisdom and success. And then, along with the patience, Allah is telling us that we have to pray. And what is prayer? Prayer is communication with your Lord. Prayer is the communication with the author of your life. Nobody knows you better and more than God. There are things that are tucked away and hidden that oftentimes trouble us. So Allah says in the Quran, as we just quoted, He knows what you manifest and what you hide. You can't keep anything from Him. He is the God. So prayer is so important in the development of that relationship with your Lord, with the author of your life. It is a supplication. When we pray, it's a humble and sincere petition or request to God. It is the utterance or the expression of thought and the giving of praise and thanksgiving. That is prayer, and prayer is so essential, so vital to the success of life, because that relationship with God we need every hour and every minute of the hour and every second of the minute that we live on this earth.